2 weeks ago, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools received an award from the Council of Urban Boards of Education for its Breaking the Link report, released earlier this year. The report looked at the disparities that exist between students of different races and economic status in terms of educational resources, achievement, and academic opportunities. CMS officials are seeking ways to close those gaps, and Wednesday they participated in a conversation on race and equity that centered around the new docuseries America to Me. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Screenings for the 10-part docuseries are being held in 10 cities to coincide with weekly new episodes on the Starz channel. Charlotte is city number 8. Over the course of 1 year, the series takes a hard look at the racial and equity gaps that exist at a Chicago high school through the eyes of students, their parents, teachers, and administrators. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyle says the Chicago school's issues mirror many of the problems Charlotte faces regarding race and equity.
We'll see ourselves in this effort. We'll see the joys and we'll see our struggles of life living in Charlotte, living in America today. Let's just make sure that we actually spread the wisdom of this film.
Here's an excerpt from the series opening.
Oak Park, this school is crazy.
We mentioned race, all hell breaks loose.
We're preparing our black students less well to compete with their peers.
Where is the sense of urgency?
We are failing our kids every single day.
My white friends, they don't even know who Malcolm X is, don't know who Biggie Smalls is.
I don't have black friends, I have black acquaintances.
It's so white.
The series takes viewers into the homes and communities of students, and school officials take those experiences into consideration in developing plans to close the various gaps. During the panel discussion, author Pamela Grundy says that's something CMS needs to do more.
When there's conflict in the community outside of schools, it's more difficult for kids to work through that within schools. And so I do think if we're going to talk about making these changes, bringing down these gaps, we really need to be looking at not just the individual schools, but really the community as a whole and just what is going on in our community.
CMS's Breaking the Line report showed that only 25% of students at low-income schools took college-level courses, compared to 61% in high-income schools. Part of the problem is that fewer advanced courses are offered at predominantly minority and low-income schools, and these students are sometimes not steered to rigorous courses.
I didn't test into AP English.
That's former Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox, who graduated from West Charlotte High School in the late 1980s.
I signed up for AG English, which at the time was the little level below, but I still didn't test into it. I ended up in the class and got an A in the class. And it just showed me that sometimes these arbitrary barriers to the highest level of academics sometimes are really false levels.
Yeah. The CMS report also found that schools with high enrollments of low-income students and students of color often have less experienced teachers and fewer resources. The district's chief equity officer, Frank Barnes, told the audience that has to change.
If you could provide those resources for a long enough duration with a great enough dosage, it could actually break the predictive link from your zip code or your race or the concentration of poverty at your school. But until we talk about the resource gap and expectation gap and opportunity gap, monitor and manage it and attack it regularly and consistently and systemically, we're just giving lip service.
Participant Media, a partner in the series, is making free educational guides for each episode available to schools nationwide. Anyone who signs up for a watch party will get a 10-week free pass so they can view the series on Starz. Participant officials' goal was to have 100 watch parties in screening cities so residents could continue the conversation about race and equity when the show ended. So far, 54 are scheduled in Charlotte when America to Me airs on cable Sunday. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.
America.